Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing? We're at the table.
We are at the table.
Ready to share all the truth bombs.
Truth bombs. Yeah, this was an interesting episode. We were talking about this is the unfortunate truth about single location gym ownership.
Yeah,
and we're gonna get into it because it's not all rainbows and butterflies sometimes, you know, guys. So, somebody said this a long time ago, and I believed him, that person back then. But I was like, well, won't happen to me.
Everybody thinks they're the anomaly, right?
Well, it's like, you know, somebody said, like, if you're a single gym owner operator, you're never fully 100% removed from the gym. Sure. You're one person away.
Yeah.
There you go. And the truth is, yeah, it's, if we lost Zach, if he quit, or if he got hit by a bus, I'm back in the saddle and, you know, it is what it is because we're going to have like layers of employees. So last night, last night, Zach calls me. He's like, man, Jolie and Adam are both calling in sick tomorrow. We've got like 60 clients in the morning to train. And I need you to cover starting point consultation. And, you know, and I'm going to try to cover some of this strange stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'll call Brandy. And then Brandy calls him later on. Hey, I'm sick. And we had no coaches because we had another coach already out. So we had two coaches in the morning, two in the afternoon, but one's already out. So now we have all three coaches calling in sick, right? And I'm like, well, this doesn't work. Like, we have to cancel training, right? You have to cancel training, cancel the consultations, cancel stretch, because you need employees to do the job, and they're all out, right? And about 20 minutes later, they set up a April Fools, right? Ooh. They freaking smoked us. They smoked us. I'm canceling meetings. Or, you know, I'm calling you.
We weren't going to do this. Yeah.
Can't do podcasts, man. I got to go cover. And it's like a big mess. And like, yeah, at one time you're pissed. At the other side of that equation, it's kind of cool that they would feel comfortable enough to pull a fast one, you know? Yeah. And so like that all calmed down. Right. And so here we are getting into this morning and Zach calls me again this morning. He's like, hey dude, actually Adam is sick. can you come do a consultation? And I'm like, of course, I'm coming in anyway. We'll just move the podcast an hour. And the reality is this, look guys, you're never really removed. If your staff goes down, what happens here is like, if a coach goes down, Zach moves into position, covers coaching, and I cover fitness director work for the day or whatever's on there. Might be not be any consultations, or he might be able to move. He tries to do his best not to like make me come in,
force you back into it.
Yeah. But the truth is, it's like I'm driving in this morning. I'm like, God, when was the last time I did a consultation? You know, it's been years, honestly. I mean, I may have done one a couple months back, but it was like a real quick sign up. But like, doing the tour and doing the thing, I'm like, man, I'm rusty as hell. So I was kind of excited. Sure enough, the person no-showed, of course, right? Like, so here I am. But the truth is this, guys. It's like, how do you prevent something like that from happening? People go on vacation, they get sick, quit, whatever. And really, the honest truth, the only way you do is to have overstaffed a team. Like how else would you fix that problem, right? Yeah. I don't know. Do you know of a way?
Outside of that, it'd be like a floater, you know, somebody who is part-time enough to where you'd call them in a time of bind, you know what I mean? And I think of that from other industries, right? Like a restaurant industry.
Yeah.
You know, I could call somebody I know has done the job, has helped here before type of thing. you know it's not the best of what you can do, but the job gets done to a degree.
Yeah.
But keeping somebody that's, you know, to have somebody that has that availability that you can call them.
Yeah, they're not doing anything else.
Exactly, right?
Hey, man, calling somebody at 6 in the morning, hey, I need you here at 7 a.m., yeah, like, exactly, this doesn't work. So
it's not predictable. It's not something that you can rely on.
And so, like, as a gym owner who's prides myself on the fact I got a great operation, I've removed myself from the day-to-day, I'm here if they need me, I do have one call a week with Zach, I'm still not completely out of it. Like, if this happens, like it did, I'm back.
Yeah.
And Zach was like, how do you feel about coaching? Because we could cancel the one consultation because we have 60 clients.
60 clients to serve. Yeah, exactly. Versus one consultation coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they pulled the April Fool's, which is whatever, but like, it made you think.
It made you exactly.
I'm sitting here thinking like, man, really, what is our insurance policy from this actually happening? And there is none.
Well, let's talk about the levels of insulation that you have done, because there is things in the business,
sure,
right? That
sure.
that we do have that do provide a layer of protection for a lot of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, multiple coaches going down. Again, we're talking about an anomaly, typically. You know what I mean? So in that event, I don't think you can best prepare, but at the end of the day, stuff hits a wall and you just got to figure it out. But let's talk about some of the things that we do have in the business that do prevent you from having to do that
go
more
back
often.
In. Okay, yeah, there's several.
Yeah.
We've done several things. Number one is we have like what we call an anonymous coach. So we don't have a coach's name on our schedule. So when clients book training sessions, they're booking a time.
Mm-hmm.
We say fitness coach A, fitness coach B. And they don't know who that coach is going to be. We do that by design. We don't want a client getting so attached to a coach that if that coach isn't there, they're not willing to train with anybody else. We just force the clients to train with multiple coaches because the program is the program. The coach is facilitating the program that comes top down. So like that's number one, top down programming. It's another thing. Gym, the program is owned by the gym, not by the coach.
Which means that the results the client's achieving is owned by the business, not by the coach.
Yeah, and that's important, right? Because we don't want a coach leaving and a client putting all of their results in the coach and not necessarily the gym, right? So like, it's another thing. We also train our coaches to go up versus owner down. What do I mean by that? So like, Brandy's a good example. Brandy's our afternoon coach. If Zach's out, she steps up and does consultations.
Mm-hmm.
She does consultations versus me coming down. That's why it's been so long since I've been here is because we would rather give a coach an opportunity to step up to the plate versus always coming in and covering. Another thing that we've done is the decision flow of the processes of the gym go through Zach, not me. So like, Zach has the authority to make decisions on behalf of the business. He's got my support and backing. Somebody had asked me early on, cause they're putting a coach, fitness director in position. It's like, where do you draw the line between whether or not you have to get involved or not? And I remember right now there is no line, it's done. But I remember in the beginning, I drew it at $1,000.
Sure.
If there was $1,000, if it's under $1,000, I don't even need to hear about it. If it's over $1,000, bring it to my attention until we got this trust level. Now there is no line in the sand, but I think $1,000 is a pretty good line in the sand. If like you're going to go and purchase, I don't know, some bands that broke and a medicine ball that busted and, you know, whatever, a Bosu ball, whatever it is, it's under $1,000, like just buy it. Like, let's go, keep moving, keep the gym stocked. If you got to go and order Costco to do toilet paper and stuff like that, it's, you know, $400, do it, because I don't want to. Like, there's no reason to talk. We need it. I'm just going to say order it. So like, we've decided that was a line in the sand.
He's got the authority to make that decision at that point.
Right. He's got the authority on hiring and firing, which is very interesting, right? So like, in the past, everything went through me. I was interviewing everybody way, way back. And now it's like, we run ads for like on Indeed or whatever, and he'll get the resumes. He'll do the back end research. He'll call them. He'll interview them. And every so often, like, hey, can't get a read on this guy. What do you think? Like, I'll come in and meet with him. And I think that's a good support role for it. But like,
But it shouldn't have to go through you.
Yeah, he knows what we're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're at a point with Zach where he's outkicked his coverage. He's overqualified for that position. Like, he just overqualified. It is what it is. He's coaching all of our inner circle fitness directors.
Yep.
So we've identified an internal coach that we're going to start bringing into that role, and we're going to start moving the decisions through him or her, can't say, and making those decisions. So as I was replacing myself, he's going to start doing the same and replacing himself with a new coach so that Zach can then move up into a new role, which we've got identified for him. So that's just the way it is.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option, and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah. And so again, how do you ever completely remove yourself from an operation? You know, one thing you could do, and it's up to you as the owner, like, can you give equity to that position to where they are an owner? Therefore, there's no reason for them to leave.
Or they're now that authority in making the decision. They have stake in that game.
Yeah.
Right. So it's an added level of decision-making. He's not treating that way. Like, he's not making those decisions with your money. He's now making it through the lens of, hey, I've got stake in this
stake
too.
Here.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So his decision-making, it's almost like an added level of understanding.
Now, at one point in time, years ago, I did bring this to Zach, and he didn't want it. And he just, you know, what he told me was very, I don't know of anybody else that was too. I brought this to, equity position to, I mean, I'm sharing a lot here, but I brought the equity position to Zach. I said, hey, Zach, man, I want to make you a part owner of this thing. You're in here way more than I am at this point. Part of me was, you know, I owe it to the guy because he's just freaking doing everything and I'm not doing anything anymore. And some of it was like a little bit of like, hey, we need some buy-in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's what he told me. He's like, hey, man, this isn't mine. You built it. This is your thing. Like, I don't deserve technically to have an ownership stake. I think we'll do something else down the road. And this was years before Semi-Private Pro came around, but he basically was banking on the fact like, hey, man, there's a lot of shit going on. Let you just keep the gym. You've done it, you know, 12 years at this point. You do that or you keep that and we'll do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very honorable, credible. Like, it was surprising. And some of me was like, well, wow, that's a special, kind of a special individual to say that. Cause I don't know of anybody else. That would, I'll take it.
Forgo that. Yeah.
Let me scoop that equity up real quick. You know, and eventually we're coming towards an exit on this thing, and this would be a payday for an equity owner, but he didn't want it. Didn't feel like he deserved it. Felt like we had other things, and we have Semi-Private Pro now, and that thing's got long legs, longer than any gym, because it's worldwide. It's not just 12-mile radius. And you know, it's like a 15-minute drive time at 6 p.m. on a Monday afternoon. Like, that's
the limit of the potential.
That's the radius of a gym. And it's just like, okay, cool. So you know, again, back to the staff, the only way to prevent it is to be overstaffed, having that floater. Hey, man, need you to backfill this person. And no gym's doing that I know of. It just has people on staff for paying them for no reason or being overstaffed. But I honestly agree. Like, if we had two full-time coaches in the morning, two in the afternoon, Zach, and then some like floater in between Zach and the delivery, then the owner probably would never need to step down because that floater would backfill it.
Well, and maybe that's an opportunity. And again, just kind of thinking through this conversation, maybe that's an opportunity where there's ancillary things that have to happen in the business that that person could be a primary, like that could be their primary role. Like maybe it's an accountability coach, or maybe it's a, you know, there are other things within the business that we could probably fill their plate with type of thing, or put enough on their plate to warrant. And then in the event that a coach is gone, okay, cool, here, slide in and cover a shift. But it goes back to, and we haven't talked about this in a long time, right? You don't create the position for the person. You create the, you find the person to fill the position. You know what I mean? So there has to be a number of things that aren't being done the best that we could, that we have to develop the position for in order to warrant that hire.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it goes, and we did a podcast on that a while ago where you're just, people used to just put the coach in the position because they wanted somebody to have the job and they didn't have the things for them to do.
They would create a role for somebody that had some specific skill set about, you know, maybe sales. And they, and then this person was a coach, but we're going to put them in sales and we're going to make this new role that, you know, is like an outreach specialist. Like then they don't do anything.
They're not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's only so many roles in a gym, and you know, the gym isn't always flush with heavy profits every year. So like you'd wipe out some percentage of your net profit by bringing on a coach that you may or may not need. And so it's like this fine line of running thin, but, or lean, and being covered and keeping the gym owner out. Now, most gyms that we work with have the gym owner in there.
Yeah.
So there is maybe no fitness director. And so like that's not a problem that we face today. The owner would just go coach.
Yep.
You know, and that is what that happens all the time.
That's the norm for the majority of them.
The gym owner runs in and coaches. And so like what I tried to do with this operation was like, you know, this has to be a business. I'm not going to be coaching clients. Even though that was actually I was on the discussion of last night. Like, what do you think about coaching?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'll do it. You know, like, let's go. I'll stretch out to the old psoas, man. Let's get the hammies fucking dialed in, you know? So it was just interesting. It just got me thinking like, man, you're never really immune to something.
I think there's a hard reminder there for business owners too. You know, you have to be willing to roll up the sleeves and be able to do, I mean, taking out the garbage and wiping down toilets. If that's what needs to happen and nobody else is there to do the job, owning a business means you're the one doing it. And sometimes it's a growth phase, right? In the beginning, before you could pay somebody to do that stuff,
right,
somebody's doing that work, right? Yep. But to your point, you've built an organization and you've built the systems in this business that do, and even the method, the intentionality around the leadership qualities, coaching everybody up to be part, you know, to have responsibilities and to be able to fulfill the next position as opposed to always have somebody backfilling downward.
Yeah.
That's an end level of intentionality that everyone listening, you guys can take that same leadership component, bring that into your business and keep some of that stuff off of your plate when you do have the staff there that can do it. You just need to give them the skill sets to be dangerous.
Give them the opportunity.
Yeah.
So anyways, wanted to share that quick lesson with everybody and just share like, hey, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm even running back in to backfill some stuff at the gym. It is what it is. So hopefully that kind of sets the tone. You guys need any help building systems around your operations. We do have our new Springboard coaching, annual coaching program. Check it out in the show notes. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.